Welcome, dumbheads, to MDC, Mega Dumbcast. In this podcast, we are examining every single goddamn page of Palladium's Ninjas and Super Spies to determine what is the dumbest thing on that page. Every episode is one page, every episode is short. If you'd like to play along at home, this is the revised Ninjas and Super Spies 7th printing from May 2000. Today we're discussing page 73 of Ninjas and Super Spies. We've just finished up with the cybernetics section, which is big and complicated and led to lots of long episodes about all the reasons that this or that robot hand was going to screw over your character. We're about to enter the vehicle section, which is going to be so full of tables, so full of dry tables. I hope that that I continue to be able to find something to say, because it's dumb. It's not that it's not dumb, but it is dry. It is complicated and dry, and I'm going to have to spice up that material. Here on page 73, in between those two sections, helpfully planted, as though with this podcast in mind, is a picture of a spy shooting knives out of his belt. Now, obviously, you're going to have to go to the Instagram to get the full effect. There's no way that I can properly describe this picture in words. But I'm going to nonetheless give you just a verbal glimpse of what you're going to see when you go to the Instagram. So it's going to be a short episode, but there is homework. Go to the Instagram, check this picture out. So let's see where to begin. It is a mechanical belt that shoots knives. And not, I mean, I say knives. What I mean is daggers. These things have hilts. I'm not sure exactly why. For ranged parrying, I guess. Or just because maybe, you know, sometimes it can be hard to find knife belt ammo. So rather than having just like little thin discrete blades that you launch in, you know, maybe you've lost your little 12 pack of those. Don't worry about it. You can put any knife. You've got, you know, a set of steak knives in your kitchen. Just go ahead and load them into your belt and fire them right off. They come out parallel to the ground. You can tell by the hilts. So this is in no way subtle. You're walking around with a belt, and on either side of the belt, like one on each hip, you have a full-on dagger loaded into a launcher mechanism parallel to the ground. It's not just the belt, though. It's also the guy who is using the belt. He is in the standard spy outfit that we've seen on the cover of this book. He has really nice swoopy hair. He looks like if S.H.I.E.L.D. gave Nick Fury's job to Corsair instead. Like, he's got the mustache and the magnificent hair, but he's in the jumpsuit. He's got holsters all over him. And he's making this motion. His proportions are a little weird. His hands and arms are really small for his head and body, which maybe accounts for why he did not feel comfortable doing all this knife killing manually. They hired Corsair, and they were like, "What can we do for you, sir?" And he said, "Well, gentlemen, I want to kill some dudes with knives, but I never want to throw a knife again. Those days are over. I want to automate this process. So here's this belt. And I don't want you to bring me this belt back until it shoots knives." He's in a very exaggerated pose. He has two of his hands thrown to the side. It's as though he's activating his own like action figure feature. He's definitely twisting like a full body torque. Like he has this belt on a crotch trigger. So it's like he has to swing his hips out like sashay to the side, and then the knives fly out. He's in a very, very wide stance. I've personally never tried to aim my waist in anything, so I guess this is how you do it. He does have no fewer than three perfectly good firearms strapped to his body, and he has a stern expression on his face, very much at odds. Like, when I think of someone shooting knives out of their belt to kill someone, which I rarely do, but when I do, I think of that done with an expression of glee or maniacal abandon. I do not imagine someone sternly killing with a knife belt, but I don't have to, because here it is on the page in front of me. There's nothing I can do to convey what I'm looking at right now. So go to the Instagram, see this guy with his loins girded for battle, and gird your own loins for the vehicle section next time on MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. This has been Mega Dumbcast. New episodes drop every day except for Sundays, when all the previous week's episodes drop in one big chunk for your binging convenience. Contact or check out the podcast wherever you want. It is Mega Dumbcast on Twitter, Instagram, Gmail, Podbean, your favorite podcatcher, etc., etc. MDC, Palladium Books, Ninjas and Super Spies, and all associated trademarks are property of Kevin Ciambietta. This slightly annoying theme song is Cartoon Battle by Kevin MacLeod, whose work you can find at incompetech.com. Dumbheads, I will catch you next time.